Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're now joined by House Speaker Robert DeLeo to talk more about the probation department and fixes to the department. Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be with you this morning.
Mr. Speaker, I'm wondering if the move to place hiring in the probation department under the Civil Service Commission is a change of mind for you. And I ask because you came under criticism for recommending some people for probation jobs. And last week you said that such recommendations were simply part of a lawmaker's position, part of the lawmaker's job.
Well, my biggest concern with civil service actually was with the if you're trying to fire, if you will, someone from the position that they're in. I felt that it could make matters a little more onerous. But I'd have to say that due to the concerns or the outrage that I have after reading the Paul Weir report, in particular his characterization of probation as a corrupt agency, I feel that we have to step up with the most stringent ways possible to make sure that the people that we are hiring in this department are of the highest quality and of the best quality, you know, that we can have here in the Commonwealth. It's the most important thing that we have to do is to restore confidence in from the public in terms of how the probation department is run. And I look, this is a major step forward, Bob, for us to make sure that we have the best and the brightest in the probation department.
Will civil service hiring for the probation department fix all the department's problems?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think that what I looked for with the Civil Service Commission hiring was to take in more immediate step. As you have, or the report had just stated, we're going to have a 9-person commission out there to take a look at probation in terms of, you know, should have fallen to the executive branch, judicial branch, or wherever. But I think that this is more of an immediate step that we can take to try to straighten things out over at probation.
Do you agree with Senate President Therese Murray, who said that this special commission will complete its work and there will be a proposal on the table for consideration before the end of the year?
Yes, I do. I think that there's an agreement amongst the Senate President, the governor, and myself that this is priority number one. And that this is with the commission's work and then the commission probably proposing some legislation, the chairs of the Judiciary Committee, or I should say whichever committee this should end up with, will be told that we have to move on this legislation, if not before the budget, then in you know, about the same time as the budget. So this is going to be a priority of all of us, so I think it's going to get done.
Most of the focus in state employee hiring in the past few weeks has been on the probation department, but we both know that state lawmakers recommend constituents for hire in many, many state agencies. I know people in the state highway department who got their jobs probably based on the fact that they were recommended by some state lawmakers. So do you think that an overhaul of hiring for all state agencies needs to be in the works now?
I think one of the things that you have to understand is that, first of all, I think that recommendations from legislators, as far as a legislator is concerned, I think that's one of the matters that comes with the job of being a legislator. I think it's something else, most importantly, that we have to make sure that it's just a recommendation. I look at it as, Bob, that I'm trying to bring the best people that I can, that I know, that I have experience with, and give a recommendation to them that they would be well suited for a particular position. I think it's important that at the end of the day, whoever's making their decisions relative to a particular candidate know that it's not about who is recommending, but who is the best possible candidate for that position.
But how do you make that clear across the board so that folks in different agencies, folks in different departments, clearly understand that a recommendation is only a recommendation and it's not an order, which I think is probably the case in many instances?
Well, and I think that that's what we have to do. I think that we do have to make it clear to the hiring authority that it's just that. It's just a recommendation. and that the person has to have sufficient skills and experience, you know, to be considered by the hiring authority. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to make sure either that we let the deciding authority know that, you know, before that we go into making a particular recommendation.
You know, part of the reason I asked the questions the way that I did is because you raised concerns yesterday about what you called the people's trust and the damage that's been done to the public perception of lawmakers and how business is done on Beacon Hill. And I think we can both predict that there will be critics out there who will say, well, okay, if probation is off limits in terms of legislative recommendations for hiring now, lawmakers will simply find some other place to put the people they want to hire.
And that's something that we're going to have to take a look at in terms of the present method of recommending candidates. But I think this is a giant step forward. The biggest problem that I saw, someone said to me, well, what's the problem that you see with the Weir report? And obviously I started to reiterate some of the issues that were set forth therein. But in further thought, I thought that of all the things that I was concerned about, what I saw was what happened in terms of the public's trust in government as a result of that deport. I think that is the biggest damage, you know, that we had. And this, I think, is a major step forward to try to restore that confidence in the public in terms of hiring at probation and hopefully bring the best and the brightest again into the probation department.
Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thanks for having me.